Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Penguins lose to the Flyers 7-2 last night. Chance to climb into first place, sole possession of it. Went by the wayside. Tristan Jarry in net after playing the third period last night for Casey DeSmith, who left the game with a wrist injury. It's your headline brought to you by Dollar Bank. At low home equity loan rates at dollar.bank. Plus, we've got this big Tom Wilson story. And Jim Colony here for it. Out of office report brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. Jim grew up with some of those Boston Bruins tough guys like Terry O'Reilly, who used to wreak havoc. Mike Milbury, the player who was no stranger to going into the crowd and beating up fans. And
he fared better against fans than he did against other NHL players that he fought.
Now, did Jim like those guys as a kid growing up in New England? Did you root for the Terry O'Reillys of the world to kick ass? Were you into that kind of thing?
One of the first things that I remember, and I think this was before the Bruins won their first Stanley Cup, but there was a stick fight involving Ted Green and a guy named Wayne Mackey. And I believe it was in a preseason game, but this was swinging sticks. And they were both doing it. And whether or not, you know, if you were from Boston, you believe that Mackey started it. If you were from anywhere else, you believe that Mackey started it. But whoever started it, they swung sticks. And Wayne Mackey hit Ted Green in the head. And that didn't end his career. But I mean, it was really ugly. It was real bad. And you know, the big bad Bruins of the 70s, they won a couple Stanley Cups later on that year. Bobby Orr flying through the air.
So you did like it, or you didn't? This is a long, like, were you into that kind of play back then?
It's a typical long-winded Jim Colony answer. Yeah, I guess being new to hockey and being a 13-year-old kid, I probably got a kick out of it. There were fights all the time. Mm-hmm. And that continued. And there were some kind of funny moments because nobody got – or I shouldn't say nobody because I just gave you an incident incidents of where somebody did get seriously hurt. But most of the time, you know, two guys fight. Every once in a while, one guy really beats the other guy up. Most of the time, nothing really happened all that bad. And then you get back to the game. And the Bruins had guys, like you mentioned, Terry O'Reilly was legendary. They had a guy named John Wensink, who people probably haven't heard of. Look it up. There's a video of him challenging the entire Minnesota North Stars bench to come out and fight him.
Did they?
No. I can't remember if they sent somebody out or not.
But the Tom Bruins Wilson, won. Jimmy, and, kicked out of hockey.
Sorry, Jim Whitney's going off.
You're an idiot, Whit. That take. This ain't it.
I mean, you guys know that Ryan Whitney stopped talking to me because I said on another radio station about, I don't know, 11 years ago that he needed to be tougher in front of his own net. And he stopped talking to me.
That sounds like some snowflake behavior from Whitney.
I was in a locker room after that, a day later or whatever, and I was talking, I can't remember, like to Orpik, and I could say, you know how you can sense somebody's looking at you? And Whitney's sitting down at his stall. This is over at the old arena. And I look over and he's looking up at me. And he goes, really? Really Wink, which was a name that somebody called me back then. And I'm looking at him, what are you talking about? He goes, I heard what you said. He goes, what, you mean I need to be tougher? And I said, well, you know what? I said, yeah, you do. And, you know, that's just my opinion. I said, you're a big guy. You could be tougher in front of your own net. And that's pretty much as far as it went, but he hasn't talked to me since. But it was interesting with, like, Scuderi sitting there just watching this conversation with interest, seeing if something was going to happen. And then Orpik agreed with me. So that's all you need to know.
Jim, do you buy the argument that, like, I think, Pony, you said Matthew Barnaby made this argument,
yeah,
that having tough guys and basically semi-lunatic players who are barely hockey players on rosters would deter this?
He said that's how you handle it, with tough guys, your own tough guys.
Well, I shouldn't say deter it, but that's how you handle it, and that I think people who say that also believe that it does deter it.
Well, we'll see what happens, because they have another game against the Rangers, and then they have two against the Flyers, and they have one against the Bruins. And, you know, would any of those, and he got suspended. His suspension earlier this season was for him taking a run at one of the Bruins.
Yep.
So, you know, is there going to be any kind of repercussion? You know, if he, let's say that they were going to play if this had happened against the Penguins, it would be somebody like Sam Lafferty, you know, that would step up and he'd, you know, be physical and he'd be tough. And, you know, like you mentioned, the stick taps and everything else. And Arthur's absolutely right. The only deterrent against this is to fine the guy. And yet the way that their collective bargaining agreement reads, the only way you can really, really fine a player is to suspend him without pay. And then at this point, even if they were to suspend him for the rest of the regular season and through the playoffs, he wouldn't get playoff money, but you don't get paid for the playoffs. All you get in the playoffs is you get a playoff share.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not like you'd be docked any of your salary. The only way to do that would be to have the suspension carry over into next season. And they're not going to do that. And I don't understand why his teammates need to do. You mentioned what Billy Guerin said, Andrew. And Mario, they basically, the Penguins told Matt Cook, you're out of here unless you clean it up. And he got help. He did get, you know, counseling, and, you know, and he cleaned up his act. And so to me, that's what Wilson has to do. I mean, it's just he's a danger to everybody else.
I don't think he wants to, though. Well, I think he's very premeditated and he knows. Sorry, Arthur.
Oh, you're good. But, Jim, what I was going to ask you is, it actually, you know, goes with what you just said, but it's a two-part question. If you're the Caps, how would you discipline Tom? And if you're the NHL, what would you do in terms of discipline to ultimately deter him from this? Because like you said, they haven't. Neither party has really supported the thought or concept of, we want to deter this behavior. So if you were in those positions of power, how would you deter it?
Oh, I'd suspend the hell out of him. But I would have done that already. And, you know, stuff that he did, the suspensions never really escalated. They just didn't. And you mentioned, Chris, you mentioned one of the longer suspensions, the 40-something games.
41 games.
Rafi Torres got 41.
Yeah.
Wilson's longest one, the PA appealed it down to 14 from 20.
Oh, no, that one.
Yes.
Yeah, excuse me.
Yeah.
That's the other thing here. The PA has to do that job, I guess, and they helped him out.
Yeah, well, and you guys have talked about it. Vontaze Burfict is the best comparison to all this. Where Marvin Lewis would just, you know, we all love him because he's from McDonald, went to Fort Cherry, and he's local. But he would never say anything. He'd just say, well, you know, he's just playing football. He's playing football hard. And everybody knows that that's wrong. And even a few Steelers would talk about it. Arthur, I probably never asked you because that's more of a question to me for the offensive guys on the offensive side of the ball. They're both, and Burfict, I thought, was one of the best players at his position in the league. And he didn't have to do what he did. He was really good. And Tom Wilson is really good. And the Capital, which is why the Capitals aren't going to say anything, because what? They're not going to suspend him. Because, first of all, I'm not sure that they can. They could bench him, right? They could scratch him. That's something that they could do. And yet they're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And so they could make a token thing. Okay. And I honestly think
now,
in this,
Colony, although, by scratching him, would he still receive money though?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they can't put him on an issue. Like, they could do something. They could make some grand gesture right now, and they could come out and say, you know what? We were wrong, and we the clown that handles our social media account, you know, we've suspended him, and Tom Wilson's going to be a healthy scratch for the rest of the regular season. But then whether they're playing the Penguins, the Islanders, or the Bruins in a couple of weeks, guess who's going to be back on the ice?
Right.
Tom Wilson is, because he makes them a better team.
And it wasn't just the social media account either. Laviolette came out after the game and said he was pretty much just tough physical hockey,
right.
And that's how he skirted around it. You know what and I know teams, especially in hockey, are loathe to do this because it's, you know, they look at it like it's not under their roof. It's not any of their business. I'd love for Sid to get asked a question about Wilson and to give an honest answer about it.
He'll never do that.
He should, though.
He should. You're absolutely right. He's got enough juice in this league.
Exactly. That's what I mean, is that I think it's going to take these – and I don't even know if it'll stop then.
Just have people come out of the woodwork sending him video of him playing, as Gentile wrote, playing bongos with P.K. Subban's head and say, talking from a moral high ground here?
That was out there last night.
But Connor McDavid and Sidney Crosby and Austin Matthews and those guys should come out and rip Tom Wilson to shreds.
Wait, does McDavid have a leg to stand on? He skated from like halfway across the planet to elbow somebody in the head this year.
Yep.
So even the Stars occasionally lose their minds.
You know who really needs to say something is Ovechkin. Or how about Chara? Because Chara was on the other – although, of course, Tom Wilson wouldn't dare take a run at Zdeno Chara because Chara's bigger than he is. But
Ovechkin's the one who would have to say it and be like, and have to quietly say, we need you. I want another Stanley Cup.
Yeah,
stop
but Chris,
being
going
an idiot.
Back to your McDavid example, this is
– But Ovechkin takes runs at guys all the time.
Yeah, look at what he did to Gonchar.
Yeah, he tried to kill Malkin for his first 10 years in the league.
Yeah, and Sid, too, there was one year where he targeted Sid every time, and then a year after that it was Malkin, I remember saying at the time I thought he was as much of a danger to himself as he was to his opponents because he was going to hurt himself. I mean, it's the equivalent, Arthur, of targeting with a helmet.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's just, you know, it's an endless argument. I'm Whitney's thing, man. That just he's got to be kidding or something. I can't imagine that he would come down with that. Because if something happened to, you know, he and Sid are good friends. At least they were. if something
was there
like
a tweet after that pony that said, like, make sure you buy Pink Whitney, and then it had a link where you could purchase
something? No, he also sent out that was the video tweet. He sent out a tweet that also said, another reminder to every moron crying that Tom Wilson should be kicked out of the league. He wasn't even suspended.
Well, but that just accentuates the point. You know, as far as I'm concerned, and here's another thing. And you know what,
Jim, you should tweet Whitney and say, Ryan, I wish you were as tough in front of the net back in the day as you are on Twitter.
Oh, do it, Jim. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what you should do? You should go buy a bottle of the Pink Whitney thing and just smash it. Just go out into your driveway and just like...
No, then he bought the Pink Whitney then. You're not getting one over on him. Then you spent money on his product.
Yeah, that's even worse.
All right, Jim. We know you got to work Penguins and Flyers tonight, so we're going to let you go.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that.
You bet. You're the best. Reimagine Jim Colony.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Over at 93.7thefan.com.
Thank you for stopping this interview mercifully. I was getting tired of it.
The Ravens signed Al Villanueva. Where does that leave the Steelers line? We'll talk about it at 3. It's the PM team. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.